Soaked terminal, my father crushing Dramamine into the powdered sugar on the French toast, trying to keep my stomach clean before the flight to Columbus, Ohio, the plastic headphones in the two-prong jack, I fall asleep in my Dodgers cap, listening to Glenn Gould, who hated Mozart. In candelabra concert halls, I wore miniature suits with a clip-on tie and a Casio watch and bright red tennis shoes. In a room full of Reagan Democrats awaiting the second half, I cried out, "Where's my dad?" And everyone began to laugh. Slouching Tuesday band from Brookenarian hangovers, with a flick of his wrist into weightlessness, lithe and crisp, darting through Wolfie's tunes on the string to the moon. Chicago for a triple on the weekend, and I'd sit there in the green room with the little gray console moving little shapes around the screen, and listen to my father play Mozart, K414. Father, unannounced, after bows and encores, a desert vulture with a desperate need to be sated, celebrated, to be seen. Tucks me in. I can't quite make out what he whispers on the phone. Something, something, till his father's gone. As a baby boy in Williamsburg, the old man slept in a drawer. His father selling fruits and rags at the corner of the corner store. You'd find him sneaking off to Ebbets Field to watch Dazzy Vance throw. Sometimes he'd just sit at home, Magic Flute on the radio, brought to you by American Tobacco. He met my grandma at the USO. He found some rooms in Brooklyn Heights. He took pictures on the black tar roof of the Diamond City skyline. But something was unsettled in the saddle of his mind. It bugged him time and time again. On a train to Seattle, to deliver a lecture about the composition, which is at this time being funneled into your translucent ear. Gentle listener, I navigated to the crowdsourced encyclopedia. Which informed me that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart wrote his piano concerto in A major, number 12, shortly after learning of the death of his one-time mentor, Johann Christian Bach, son of the great master, and made a memorial in sound to this surrogate father, lifting a single phrase, note for note, voice for voice. Was long before the games of catch and Chinese checkers begin in the backyard of the low-slung house in Beverly Hills. That green succulent of the LA sun and Hollywood thrills in billboards. Stanley on which I'd stumble through my latest tunes. That same piano which my daughter delights in running to. Thank you. grandpa's memorial. I sat cross-legged behind the bar, studied the neat rows of bottles made of colored glass and the silver samovar. On the plane back home to Rochester, no one said a word. I fell asleep in my father's shoulder, listening to Glenn Gould, who still hated Mozart.